This is Michael Hurst, and you're listening to another episode of the 80 from the 80s podcast, where I've taken 80 songs from the 1980s and re-recorded them in my own way with lots of awesome guest singers, including this version of Leave Me Alone featuring Hilken Mancini. That was Hilken Mancini singing Leave Me Alone, which was a song by New Order. It was on New Order's second LP, Power, Corruption, and Lies, which came out in 1983. And as always, the guest singer gets to pick the song. Hilken picked this one, and I was excited because I haven't done any New Order songs until now. And I really wanted to because I love New Order, but also I knew it would be kind of a challenge. New Order is so synth-based. To work on a song like this, I feel like the best thing I could do is go the exact opposite direction and make it more folky. So we have on this recording Emmeline Nguyen on violin, Chip Jones on bass, Christian Lindsay on a cocktail drum kit, and then I'm playing some guitar, ukulele, and an accordion. Hilken is, well, she's so many things. Hilken has been around for a long time, working with lots of different bands, probably most famously with a band called Fuzzy. She has also run a girls' rock camp in Boston for many years, as well as a punk rock aerobics program, which led her to be in a Green Day video at one point with her aerobics. And I'm going to digress here for a minute, because you really should just look up the video, Here Comes the Shock by Green Day, which has over a million views, and it features just Hilken doing her punk rock aerobics in front of a bunch of amplifiers. It's absolutely hilarious and brilliant and impressive. Anyway, here's Hilken explaining why she chose this song.
Well, honestly, I picked it because I didn't want to do a girl's song. I didn't want to do a song that a woman sang. I don't know why, because I didn't want to do a typical, like, this is an 80s song that a woman sang. So I wanted to pick a men's song, and I felt like I also have been slightly obsessed with the fact that, like, Joy Division and New Order, and, like, the fact that it lives on, that also... Stop barking! I heard this really funny story once about how this friend of mine was making a record in Los Angeles with this producer named Don Gaiman. And Don Gaiman said, let's take a lunch break. And then during their lunch break, he says to him, have you ever heard of the band Joy Division? And so my friend says, yes. And then he says, do you know the song Love Will Tear Us Apart? And he goes, of course. And then he says to him, well, I'm recently remixing that song for a re-release, you know. So he said, and then I noticed that there was an acoustic guitar in the very beginning of the song when they originally recorded it, and it would ring out, da-da-dun, da-da-dun, and then the song we're going to, love, love, love. So there was no more acoustic guitar. It wasn't in any of the rest of the song, and it bothered me. And so I kept listening to it, and I said to myself, there really should be the acoustic guitar throughout the entire song. So I decided to play that track. And he was like, this is like an important song to a lot of people. Like, this is a legendary song, and you just decided that it needed acoustic guitar? And he goes, I did. And he said, so did you play it? And he said, no, I got someone who's always around the studio in LA to play it. And he said, well, who did you get to play? And he said, Tommy Shaw from Styx. And then my friend said to him, don't ever tell anyone this story. Anyways, that's my story.
And because of that, we thought we would tell everyone. And there you have it, from Hilken Mancini. So much fun to record with her. And by the way, this was done the same day that I recorded Ezra Furman, if you heard the previous episode. I drove up to Boston the day before with my friends Chip and Alyssa, who always take such good care of me and let me stay there and make me lattes while we play Rummy Cube in the morning. Chip recorded the bass the evening before in his basement. And then Ezra came over the next morning to record her vocals, and then Hilken that evening. So it was all a big whirlwind of Boston fun. Thank you, Hilken, for being on this. Thank you, Emmeline. Thank you, Chip. Thank you, Christian. Thank you for listening to this, everybody who is actually listening. Are any of you actually listening? If you want to reach out to me, please do so at michaelhurst.com. And yeah, there's also a link to my Patreon page. I appreciate anybody who wants to help support this project. And I'm going to leave you with one final thing, which was me trying to figure out how to pronounce Emmeline's last name, which is spelled N-G-U-Y-E-N. Nguyen? No? Take it away, Emmeline and Hilken.
Hey, it's Emmeline. You just say it like Nguyen. So it's Win with a little N in the beginning. Nguyen.
We can't wait to hear